Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. This morning, I want to talk about anger and how anger is controlling everything, and anger is at the top of its game right now. Well, anyway, why don't you stay tuned, and I hope you'll enjoy the show. Oh, by the way, this is a pre-recorded audio. And it will be in the archives. So please, if you don't hear me this morning, listen to me later. You can always pull me up on the podcast. Stay tuned. Anger. Anger is something you feel inside when things begin to happen to you in a way that is negative. That's where the negative charge come in when trauma hits or when unexpected surprises of someone's personality changing or even things that have been done to you and you have no clue why. That's because in this world, we've got people with all types of personality. And all of us have a disorder within them. There are certain things that you cannot stand that is okay with me. And there are things that I can't stand that should be okay with you. But there are people out there who gets angry because you do not agree with their way of thinking. And that's what has started a lot of things, or a lot of negative events. For one, slavery. Slavery was an act where you not only were taken from your habitat, natural habitat, your ancestors were taken from their natural habitat and put into a strange place where strange people had beat and maimed and raped and everything else to you to make you heal and believe as they do, to do as they do and not do anything different. And that's how things begin. And so as we evolve as habitants brought here by those who wanted to make dollars to work and do hardcore labor for free, are now cohabitating together. And it is a thing where we cannot seem to really tolerate each other too much longer. For the simple fact that the personalities are erupting. There are so many people who are speaking, both of the same color, speaking the same language, but don't understand one another at all. While we have foreigners in this country that are speaking the same language, understanding and uniting for the benefit of whatever. But at the same time, this country is so divided, and the people who cohabitate in it and who have for many centuries are so divided that people who don't belong here are able to infiltrate. Now, when we talk about this thing of politics right now is entertainment. It is a buffoonery event that always take place when they are in front of the television trying to sell people on why they should vote for them. There is no genuineness in any of them, you see. Now, Bernie Sanders might be swaying people in his direction because he is talking human quality, while you have Donald Trump, who is able to grasp all of those people who are angry like he is. And you know what makes it so bad is that there are so many angry people. That's why he is rising in the polls. They are laughing when he called people stupid because that's how they feel. They want to hurt somebody because they hurt. And when they hurt, they're going to hurt you. So you've got incompetent people of the world who are supposed to be dealing with these type of people, but a lot of them don't know how. Because they don't see them for who they really are. What they do is before they see the good quality, they'll pick out the bad one. You know, it's all bad. Just like look at the presidential race. Look at the presidential race. Now go back and look at each and every one of their records. It's for public display. It's online. And read how much each one have done for people. For people who do not have the means, for people who would not otherwise been able to get an education, okay, got it. For people who would not ordinarily been able to buy a house was able to do that, okay. See if that has happened in their community where they have service, such as governor or secretary of state. Or whatever it is in their state, see how much they have done for their state alone when they were in those positions. That right there would tell you, if you are a person of human quality and you believe in other human beings and love yourself, then you probably would make a wise choice in your findings. But if you are angry and you have all distractions that are distracting you, until the point where it becomes an obsession and it overtakes you, then you have to go on medication to try to sort the anger out because your behavior starts to become outlandish. You'll be doing things that is so unconscionable to yourself, but you continue to do it because you're starting to get the attention that you need, that you think you need. You see, sometimes you heard that saying when birds flock together, or whatever the rest of it, I have to get the rest of it, but birds that hang together, flock together, something like that. And you have to begin to look at these cliches that are said and go deeper into them, you know. So I my train of thought is going off a different path, but I'm going to stay on until I gather it again. When we talk about anger, anger is where you are at a workplace, okay? And you have so many different people who are, like, looking at one another and really not able to deal with each other's personality. But the difference in this realm is that you have a hierarchy, and the person who is higher up may not like the person who they supervise because there's a personality conflict. But then the person who is higher up in the hierarchy have the power to do with that person of which they want to do. So therefore, they can bully them into being under control. And this is another thing that happens in different organizations. As United States of America is going through that now, when they are going through the presidential campaign, Obama knows so well, you know, even though he was the hierarchy, but people who felt that they were powerful wanted to bring him down. And thank God he was in the position that he was in, because had he worked in any other position there, he would have been long gone and squelched with the positive attitude that he carries with him and keep his family intact. You know, there has not been any newsworthy thing about Obama, like his children on cocaine and they're hanging out with this crowd and they're fighting for attention. We haven't heard anything like that. And Michelle Obama, she just walked with such poise. She's a beautiful lady who I do appreciate. It just do my heart good to be able to have experienced the presence of an African-American family in the White House and watch how they carried themselves accordingly. You certainly saw some human quality there, where other kids are invited on the lawn of the White House. What other president has done that in a while? Okay? So these are the things when you talk about humanity and looking at it for what it is and loving, because love is going to be the key to everything that has got to happen in order to diminish the anger. You ever seen that movie Ghostbuster? Ghostbuster, the second one, was about this blob that grows every time you get angry. And like it was growing so out of control because all of New York City was so angry. And this started to take over. And it was just like taking over and holding people hostage. And people was at a standstill until the Ghostbusters came and they put on music from Jackie Wilson, you know, "Love Take Me Higher and Higher, you know your love is good to me." Well, that's the song that came, and they were playing that, and even, you know, special effects, and I love special effects. The Statue of Liberty was dancing, and all of a sudden this blob started leaving and letting people go, and people were starting to love each other, and that blob just dissipated because it no longer could hold the city captives because love was overtaking that anger. Well, as you see, you got people like Donald Trump that's raising in the polls. That's an indication right there that anger is at an all-time high. You've got mothers who are angry because their mother didn't do them right, and their mother's mother didn't do them right. There were things that have happened in that family that caused different behavior problems that no one ever really got to deal with. And even today, with all the technology and all the different services that might be available, some of the kids still don't get service because of the different agenda within the program and the organizations themselves. And so there's many that fall through the cracks. And these poor children and their families are not getting all that could be, because before they give it to them in certain areas of the United States, they rather break up the family. Now, you know, I worked in New Jersey, and there was a program there that had you to go in the house before the family's in crisis, but before they get to the point where you separate them, you go in the house, especially if they just needed the support and need to develop some skills that they didn't know before. Because you'd be surprised of how many families, how many adults do not know how to budget their money. They do not know how to clean a house. They do not know how to be able to speak to people. Sometimes people in this world have to be redirected, because believe it or not, there are a lot of people who are willing to be redirected. They just have to find someone they can trust. And there are so many people out here that's working in the field that is not trustworthy, because they are not trained to be able to look with the naked eye at the person's goodness and embellish on that to be able to bring them out so that they can go forward. You see, there are so many people who are downtrodden, and then other people look at them as though they're nothing. There are certain sites that I get on. One, Pow Talk is one of them. And I listen to people talk there. There is so much anger, and people feed off of each other with the anger. Every morning it's the same thing. But they're wanting to talk about things that matter and wish things can get done. But the expectations is that they want you to do it. And if you don't agree with doing it, they'll go off on you. Because now nobody's looking at themselves and say, you know, this is what I'm doing. And this is what I've been doing. And this is what it's done for me. It's given me great experience. And the feeling is so unexplainable, but it's a good thing. You know, nobody's got on there and say that, but everybody is, oh, you MF this and you in this and you that, and it keeps going on a daily basis. Now, don't get me wrong, it's entertainment sometimes, so I turn it on and listen, and maybe once in a while I might indulge to give a message from a higher source. Not saying that I am the higher source, because I am no means by that. But within us, we do have a higher source that speaks through us when we let the distraction of other personalities not overtake us. You begin to reach a different place, a plateau in your life. You begin to feel different. You begin to do things different because you're starting to understand who you are. That is the key. Love thyself, and then you can love others. So I want to just let you know that life is worth living, and that anger is an energy that can be transformed into love. So when you look at all of the people in front of you and you see colors of love that is overflowing, then maybe you might be able to do something with that. But on the other hand, if you're someone who's looking at all the negativity energy and who is feeling bad about themselves and who want to bring harm to others, and because they feel better when they harm another person, then you need help. You need guidance. You need someone to show you a different way of doing things. See, first you have to realize that this is something that is really bothering you. And then you have to say, I need to get rid of it because it is stopping me dead in my tracks from moving forward. That's a place where we all get stuck at. We all get stuck at anger. When things happen to us, we can't even begin to see a solution until someone crossed our path that might say words or might touch us in a way that is really breathtaking. And when I say touch, I mean touch our heart with the words that they use and the action that is shown from them. Trust is what most people need. When I work with children in all my years, the first thing that I do is work towards them trusting me. And that comes through genuine love. Not something to be there just for a job. It comes from genuine love. Because a child, if they can trust you, they will respect you. There is too many people in the world who is not genuine about why they're in the position that they're in. That's why this election year, with all the candidates that you have, do what I suggested in the beginning of this audio, and you shall be able to come make a wise decision. Right now, it's not too early. It's time to do your homework. And then on top of that, the human beings of this world, those who love humanity, need to figure out a platform, one that we know will be able to help everyone. Something that is an ideal situation that will be able to pump up the revenue while helping others get an education, feeding others, developing programs, and not wasting money on them like we do now. We need to be able to develop effective programs that would be able to maintain and sustain the family crisis situation. And that's teaching family life skills, because a lot of families don't know it. And there's only one program that I know that do that, and it's in the state of New Jersey. And I won't mention any names, but however, I miss them so much. But however, when we talk about anger, just remember, all you got to do is reverse it and bring the love forward. Okay? Because you know the devil is a liar, and it's his energy that needs to be transformed into something that he can no longer penetrate. So you put on that divine shield by seeking guidance and help to help you to be able to decrease or let go of the anger. And with that, I bid you all a good day and enjoy the wintry season, because it is beautiful from where I stand. Have a good evening, everyone.